Little Pot by Hilary Farmer. There was once a small pot that was made carefully and lovingly by a potter. The pot was formed with such care and attention to its shape and symmetry that she was left in no doubt that she was very special. The pot enjoyed the caress of the potter's hands on her sides, and when formed the pot was placed on the shelf before glazing. From the moment the potter came to glaze the pot, he talked to her, making her feel as if she was involved in choosing the glaze and the finish. And then the pot was carefully put on the side before firing in the kiln. And it was then that the trouble started. The other pots jostled for space and nearly knocked her to the floor. Next they criticised her, saying that her glaze was not good enough. The little pot grew anxious, especially when they said she had an air bubble in her side. Our pot didn't know whether this was true, but she remained silent, while the other pots found other ways to criticise her. They told her that she might be rejected and thrown into the bin. Little Pot grew anxious and wary. She imagined what it must feel like to be thrown out with the rubbish. That would make her rubbish. Next, they criticised her size and told her that she was so small that she would probably explode into 1,000 pieces in the kiln. And then she would be no use to anyone. So the time came for the pots to be loaded into the kiln. The temperature was so hot that they all fell silent. It became intensely hot and frightening, and Little Pot felt sure she would explode any minute into pieces, and then she would be no more. She remembered the voices of the other pots and imagined the explosion. How could she prevent it? She tried to hold herself together, tensing every part she could. And just when she thought she couldn't hold on another second, she recalled the feeling of the potter's hands holding her and remembered the way the potter had taught, cared and looked after her. At that moment she knew that she was complete and whole and always had been, and she let go of her fears and came out of the kiln perfectly formed. The potter was so pleased with the little pot that he put her on a special shelf in the pottery, and she is still there, keeping an eye open for them and all the new pots to reassure them if they need it. Thank you.